This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And once again, thanks for joining us here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we have the pleasure of once again visiting with renowned Miami plastic surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubinstein, an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon, well-regarded for his outstanding work in cutting-edge, non-invasive, and surgical plastic surgery procedures for women and men. And Dr. Rubinstein, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
It's always my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on.
And of course, you're welcome, and always enjoy and appreciate your insight and information and advice per your expertise. So let's start here today. What is breast implant disease, and why is there so much controversy about it going on right now?
Well, this is a very controversial topic. The idea that somehow breast implants can be making people sick has been something that historically has come up numerous times in the past, and actually at one point caused the FDA to pull the use of breast implants back around 1990. And after a lot of research went into this, it took till about 2007 for the FDA to say that there in fact was no problem, and they released silicone breast implants at that time to be used for breast augmentation and other procedures. So now it seems in recent years, there's a new contingency of patients that are feeling as though their implants might be the culprit in what might be making them not feel so good. And there has been a pretty small minority, but very vocal minority that has come up with the idea that there is an illness that can be associated with breast implants, and that by removing your breast implants, you can cure these ailments. And that situation, that condition, has been called breast implant illness.
Now, Dr. Rubinstein, based on that information, would you and do you still believe breast implants are safe, and are you still doing them today?
Well, yes, I am still putting breast implants in patients, and I advise my patients that, you know, there is no actual diagnosis. There's no medical condition called breast implant illness. This is a term that's been coined largely in social media, and that's where this has really taken off, is, you know, groups of women that feel that this has been a true thing for them. And, you know, there are groups in Facebook, you know, there's Instagram accounts that are putting out a lot of stories of patients that feel as though they were not well, had their implants removed, and got better. You know, I don't see any scientific evidence as yet that that identifies if this is a real thing. And in fact, there's no medical diagnosis. There's no entity, medically speaking, that breast implant illness is a thing. Now, having said that, it certainly is possible that there's some small set of patients that could have some issues with implants, just like any other medical device. I mean, these things are not 100% infallible. Nothing is. So is it possible that there's some influence that for a very small subset of people that the implants could be influencing something, some sort of symptoms caused related to the implants? Sure, it's possible, but it has never been shown. And if we go back to the studies that were done back in the 90s and the early 2000s, that study that looked at thousands and thousands of women really specifically looking for an association failed to find an association. And that's the reason that the FDA came out and said that it was okay to do, to use them again. And, you know, believe me, the FDA doesn't take that lightly. So, you know, while I don't see scientific evidence at all, I'm also not saying that it doesn't exist we don't really know for sure. One thing we can say is that there doesn't seem to be any significant correlation. But you know, I feel perfectly comfortable as a plastic surgeon still using breast implants. I'd say, you know, probably 99% of my colleagues feel the same way. And, you know, we continue to use them, and I believe that they're safe devices.
Well, we certainly appreciate your thoughts and insight on this, and just knowing you over the years and what you stand for, if you even had a doubt, you would not be doing this procedure, no doubt about that. Thanks for the info. Now, what else should anyone know or consider when choosing a plastic surgeon for any plastic surgery?
Well, and we've talked about this many times. I think the thing to bear in mind, if you're thinking about having anything done, you want to have someone that has the right training, that is certified in the right thing. And there's really only one certification that you should look for when you're looking for a plastic surgeon, and that is American Board of Plastic Surgery. People will say that they're board certified, but if you don't ask who certified them or what board they're certified with, you might be fooled. And you want to definitely see someone who's certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. That's going to be a real legit plastic surgeon. Unfortunately, in my business, in my industry, there's a lot of people that want to do the things that I do that didn't get the proper amount of training. It just sort of read a book or took a course over the weekend, and they could call themselves a plastic surgeon, and that's just not really genuine. Sometimes they call themselves cosmetic surgeons, trying to skirt the idea, okay, well, maybe I'm not a plastic surgeon, I'm a cosmetic surgeon. Well, there is no board certification in cosmetic surgery by the American Board of Medical Specialties. It's the people that regulate board certification. You want to make sure you're seeing the real deal. It's really easy to end up seeing a doctor that you think is a plastic surgeon that is, in fact, not even close. So that's where I'd start. Just make sure you're seeing someone who's certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery.
Always good advice in that regard. Today we're with renowned Miami plastic surgeon Dr. Adam Rubenstein, once again an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon, well-regarded for his outstanding work in cutting-edge non-invasive and surgical plastic surgery procedures for women and men. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, looking at your social shows, tell us about these, and also hashtag It's Not All the Same and why you created this in particular.
Well, just like I'm talking about how easy it is to find a doctor that's not a plastic surgeon, it's easy to kind of get caught up in a sales pitch and feel like, comparing Dr. Jones and Dr. Smith, they seem to be the same thing, when in fact they could be completely different. That's the point of the whole campaign. It's not all the same. You know, going to a person who might be an emergency room doctor that took a weekend course in liposuction to go get your liposuction done isn't quite the same as someone who spent 7 years training in plastic surgery and is board certified in plastic surgery and has experience in hundreds, if not thousands, of cases of liposuction. I think we can all agree that that is not the same. So the hashtag It's Not All the Same campaign is designed to just poke fun at these things. And, you know, we've done numerous videos. You can find them on YouTube. They're on my Instagram. And it's just a way of poking fun at it to help drive the message home that, you know, it's not all the same. You're not buying a T-shirt in one store versus another. You know, this is healthcare, and there's a lot that goes into it, and you want to make sure you're making the right choice. Don't think that, you know, going to a bargain basement place that's charging one-third or one-fourth of what a board-certified doctor charges is somehow the same. It's, you know, again, you're not buying a T-shirt. You're not getting the same T-shirt from the expensive store or the less expensive store. This is a real issue in plastic surgery. It's very, very different. So I would urge you to check out some of the videos, because they're pretty funny. You know, we've got a few of them out there, and we'll be producing more in the near future. There's a video talking about mail order plastic surgery, which is really funny, a lot of fun. there's one where we go to a marina and talk to a boat captain, and I won't say much more about that. That's also pretty funny. And I think it's just a way of using comedy to drive that, what I think is a very important message home.
Not only quite creative, but some good stuff and good info in all regards there. Now, what else is trending or people should know about plastic surgery now? And has it changed since the pandemic in any way?
Well, not really. The only thing that's changed is that there's a lot of interest. You know, people have been sitting at home and they have been thinking about what they can do for themselves. You know, we've kind of spent this long time, almost 2 years now, fighting against COVID and trying to avoid getting it and getting better if you've had it. And I think people are turning towards themselves and wanting to do something for themselves. And that's really created a pretty big surge in plastic surgery and people wanting to have procedures done and feel better about themselves and feel good. You know, that is probably the biggest trend. In terms of procedures, there's a couple of procedures that I've been talking about for a while, namely Elevate, which is a way of doing a neck lift that's minimally invasive, and Renuvion, which is an energy treatment that's for tightening skin. I've been using those two together to really firm up the neck. And one of the trends that I see that's happening now is trying to get at that sharp neck angle, you know, making your jawline better, making the angle from your chin down to your chest and getting that neck really firm. And those two procedures are a great way to do it. So this is one of the trends we're seeing. You know, we'll take a look and see you know more. You'll start hearing all kinds of stories about the latest trends in plastic surgery for the next year. And we've got Thanksgiving coming up in just one more day. And then we've got the holiday season and New Year's. And you'll hear all these stories coming up as we turn the calendar over for one more year. But you'll hear about that. But I promise you, you're going to hear about those sharp necklines. People are calling it the snatched neck.
Always informative. Always enjoy your visits with us here today. Where can people see your shows and find more information about you online?
Well, you can always catch anything I'm doing on my website of the practice. It's www.dr-rubenstein.com. Rubenstein is R-U-B-I-N-S-T-E-I-N.com. Same thing or similar in Instagram and Snapchat. It's at Dr. Rubenstein, Dr. Rubenstein. You can catch me on YouTube as well, just looking me up that way. And we try and put out our content all over the place. Of course, in Facebook, it's Miami Plastic Surgeon in Facebook. And try and spread our content and share it all over the place. You'll have a chance to see some of those. It's not all the same videos and a lot of other just educational and I think some entertaining stuff out there.
Yeah, not hard to find you online at all. Again, folks, it is dr-rubenstein.com. Dr. Rubenstein, all the best, and look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks again for having me, and happy holidays to everybody, and let's all have a much healthier new year.
Yeah, I like the sounds of that, and happy holidays to you as well. We've been speaking with renowned Miami plastic surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubenstein, an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon, well-regarded for his outstanding work in cutting-edge, non-invasive, and surgical plastic surgery procedures for women and men. And for all the details, visit dr-rubenstein.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.